You can do whatever you want to in the square. That's legal. But at this hour, let's talk to one another.
That's Council President Darius Pridgen inviting people to just turn around and talk to the person next to them. There were a lot of different people, including Cheektowaga police leaders and officers, along with Buffalo police and transit cops. Pastor James Giles is coordinator of Buffalo Peacemakers and president and CEO of Back to Basics Outreach Ministry. Giles says it's a good idea.
It's not going to be a dramatic impact, but at least it starts fostering the discussion. Well, people start considering maybe gun legislation. We're hoping that it leads to that. There are a lot of very influential people out here that start, you know, and influential people are able to change the minds of individuals that are in power to make such decisions.
That included at least one state senator and one assemblyman, Acting DA Michael Flaherty, U.S. Attorney William Hochul, and Mayor Brown. Lana Benatovich says conversation is all good. She's the Western New York president of the National Federation for Just Communities.
When we talk to each other, we look at each other, and we're trying to build trust and comfort and then friendship and then allies. And if we don't talk, we don't get to know each other. So this opportunity for people to talk to people that they've never met and possibly been afraid of or resentful of is the perfect way to step forward in this community.
Set up on the McKinley Monument were large photographs of the five white police officers killed last week by a black sniper and the two black men killed last week by police officers, with their names read to the crowd at the close of the event, followed by the ringing of a bell for each officer. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.